each of the three musical voices in this trio sonata by Bach is the very definition of musical omnivore. In other words, they'll play anything as long as it inspires them. And for all the folk and bluegrass, classical concertos, indie rock, and envelope-pushing new music they all play, one composer remains at the foundation, Bach. Mandolinist Chris Thiele, cellist Yo-Yo Ma, and bassist Edgar Meyer are coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from Classical Radio Boston, WCRB, a part of WGBH. Great musical performances are the result of a pretty simple formula. Start with the vision of a composer and add performers with chemistry. But it's really not that simple, is it? The reason amazing performances stick in our minds is that both parts of that formula, the composition itself and the people who perform it, are infinitely variable. And sometimes those variables line up in such unexpected ways that the result is utterly unique. Chris Thiele, Yo-Yo Ma, and Edgar Meyer have an undeniable chemistry, and on the program today you'll hear more of how that plays out in Bach's music. Also on the Bach Hour is the cantata number 74, Wer mich liebet, der wird mein Wort halten, or Whoever Loves Me Will Keep My Word. And you'll find a translation of the text for that piece from Emmanuel Music when you visit classicalwcrb.org, where you can also hear this program again on demand. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. The Cantata 74 is one of countless examples of Bach reworking an earlier piece, in this case the Cantata 59, for a new context. It's the same idea with Bach's prelude on the chorale, Come, Thou Jesus, from Heaven to Earth, which is based on an aria from the Cantata 137. With their own take on it, here are Chris Thiele, Yo-Yo Ma, and Edgar Meyer, here on the Bach Hour. That's one of six chorale preludes Bach published just a couple of years before he died. They're known as the Schubler chorales, and this one, Come Thou Jesus from Heaven to Earth, was performed by mandolinist Chris Thiele, cellist Yo-Yo Ma and bassist Edgar Meyer. And you'll hear much more from them later in the program. I'm Brian McCreath, and you're listening to the Bach Hour from WCRB. When you think of the cultural impact of Christmas and even Easter in our time, it seems odd that in Bach's time, a third Christian celebration was equally significant. In all, Bach wrote no fewer than 9 cantatas for the 3-day festival of Pentecost, when, as the story goes, the Holy Spirit descended to the disciples. Theologically speaking, it's the birthday of the church. Bach's Cantata 74 looks at this celebration not by telling the story, but rather by expressing the implications of it for a believer. Jesus' own words launch the piece through the chorus, confirming that his Spirit will live in anyone who's open to it. The soprano soloist responds in an aria that embodies that openness and the desire of a believer. After the bass soloist confirms the relationship, once again through Jesus' words, the tenor celebrates with a stunning aria that not only expresses the believer's joy, but also a threat, singing that Satan will try to damage your faithful very sorely. Bass then sings words from Paul's letter to the Romans, confirming that those who believe are free from Satan's threat, a fact celebrated by the alto soloist who sings, "Nothing can save me from the chains of hell except your blood, Jesus," with those chains coming through in the music in the form of a trio of oboes and a furiously difficult violin solo. Remember, you can find a complete translation of this piece by visiting us online at classicalwcrb.org. This performance of the cantata number 74 features soprano Yukari Nonoshita, countertenor Robin Blaze, tenor Makoto Sakurada, and bass Peter Koi. Bach Collegium Japan is conducted by Masaaki Suzuki here on the Bach Hour.
Thank you. nicht erleben, dass du gedenkst, von mir zu gehen. Das lass ich nimmermehr, ach, nimmermehr geschehen.
Wir wieder, ihr Hocken, oh, 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 oh.
Verdammnisches an denen, die in Christo Jesu, in Christo Jesu sind. Jesu, dein Blut.
Bach's Cantata No. 74 for Pentecost, in a performance by Bach Collegium Japan and conductor Masaaki Suzuki, with soprano soloist Yukari Nonoshita, countertenor Robin Blaze, tenor Makoto Sakurada, and bass Peter Coy. When mandolinist Chris Thiele, cellist Yo-Yo Ma, and bassist Edgar Meyer got together for a series of concerts and recordings, they called it the Goat Rodeo Sessions because they figured anything could happen. Later, they got back together for Bach's music, and if the results aren't quite as random, the combination of their three instruments still struck critic Mark Swed of the LA Times as something like instrumental mayhem. Here's how it sounds. This is the Trio Sonata No. 6, originally written by Bach for his own main instrument, the organ, and played here by Chris Thiele, Yo-Yo Ma, and Edgar Meyer, here on the Bach Hour. Thank you. Bach's Trio Sonata No. 6, originally for pipe organ, and played here by mandolinist Chris Thiele, cellist Yo-Yo Ma, and bassist Edgar Meyer for their Bach Trios recording. Here's another coming together of three musical superstars, but this time all on the same instrument. This is Bach's Concerto for Three Pianos, with soloists Christoph Eschenbach, Gerhard Oppitz, and Justus Franz, along with the Hamburg Philharmonic, here on the Bach Hour.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bach's Concerto for Three Pianos, performed here by soloists Christoph Eschenbach, Gerhard Oppitz, and Justus Franz, with the Hamburg Philharmonic. Remember, you can hear this program again on demand when you visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.